96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Not at all, God. Big mama, my blood is your blood. When the whole world's against me, I know I got your love. If I was in a cell for the rest of my life, I know I'd hear your prayers in the middle of the night. Used to sit me on your lap and teach me mother wit. Early Sunday morning for them salmon and grits. I love you, baby. You the one and only. That's a
Mother's Day weekend is getting underway. There will be lots of flowers, lots of dinners, I'm sure. But for the newest mothers, there will likely be a lot of diaper changes or chasing toddlers around the house and wondering what's the best next step for these energetic little ones. Well, tonight we are talking about new motherhood and balancing life. My guests are Charlotte Avery. She is a wife and mother of seven, right?
Seven.
No, you don't have anything to tell us. Do you?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. I always got to check with Charlotte. Always have to check with Charlotte. And of course, she is a family strategist. And Jacqueline Sanchez, she's a first time mother with a 9-month old son. You still have the receipt. You can take him back if you want to, right?
Yeah, except he's 7 months.
Oh, he's 7 months. Seven months. Well, yeah, you still got the receipt. Yeah, but I think I've seen a picture. I think you're going to keep him. Lines are open. We are talking about new motherhood and some of the challenges of balancing life and work and just the surprises and the enjoyment of new motherhood. If you have a comment, if you have a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Again, Jacqueline, congratulations on your new son. And Charlotte, always good to see you.
Always good to see you too.
So, Jacqueline, it's been 7 months. What's the thing that has surprised you most?
How hard it is.
Really?
It's been a learning experience for sure, but I embrace it and I enjoy every second of it. But I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. It's going to be easy breezy. It's going to have a lot of ups and a lot of downs, but you learn along the way.
Give me an example.
Well, you know, coming home the first time with my baby, it was hard getting used to seeing him and getting used to bonding a relationship with him because you're meeting somebody new. Even though he was in you, you're meeting him for the first time and trying to figure out exactly what to do and being scared to actually even hold him because he's so fragile. So it's hard, but like I said, you enjoy every second of it.
That's interesting that from a perspective of a new parent that, yes, you know, he was inside you. You felt him grow. You watched him grow. But scary moments, definitely, I would imagine. For you, Charlotte, was it scary time 7 or after the second or third or fourth or fifth? Did you have it down pat?
Well, you know, even though I'm a mom of 7, every new baby is a new experience because no two babies are alike. No 7 babies are alike. So, you know, I mean, when I was a first time mom with my now 14-year-old, I mean, I just didn't expect that I wasn't going to bring him home from the hospital. You know, nobody prepared me for that. I thought I was going to have a full term pregnancy and it was scary to leave my baby in NICU. And I was in shock. Like, I couldn't believe it. I had to leave my baby at home. I mean, I had to leave my baby in the hospital and I had to go home. And that was really, really, really hard. Mm-hmm. And then also just, you know, my body going through all kinds of changes, you know, the whole making milk thing. And oh my gosh, it was just crazy.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Did you get any advice, Jacqueline, during your pregnancy from friends or family that you could really use? And if you did, share that with me.
Yeah, the advice that they gave me is it's a learning experience. So don't feel bad if you do raise your child or do other type of things with your kids than what your mom or your aunt or your best friend did, because you're going to raise your child to your own way. So definitely don't be afraid to try new things that fit into what you feel is the best for you and for your child.
Mm-hmm. What's he going to be when he grows up?
Whatever he wants to be. As long as he has a professional, I'm fine with it.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about new motherhood and balancing life. My guests are Charlotte Avery, wife and mother of seven. She's also a family strategist, and Jacqueline Sanchez, first-time mother with a seven-month-old son. If you have a comment, if you have a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. So are you nursing?
Sort of, kind of. I'm still producing milk, but he's not latching onto me. So I'm just pumping and putting on the bottle and just letting him do his thing.
Well, how was that hard in the beginning also? I know a lot of women often say that the nursing piece so important for health and bonding, but sometimes babies just take to it, mothers take to it, others not so much. How was that in the beginning even?
He took to it pretty easily. Just around the midway, he was trying to fight it at that point. Once you introduce a baby to a bottle, that's it. You're not breastfeeding anymore, because they want the fast without having to actually work for it. So definitely, if you haven't introduced the bottle, wait off on it if you want to continue breastfeeding.
How was your pregnancy?
My pregnancy was interesting. I did have somewhat of a difficult pregnancy. My body tried to miscarry a few times throughout my pregnancy, which wasn't the best of experiences. And finding out the way I was pregnant wasn't fun either. I was having stomach pains, took pregnancy tests, everything said negative, went to the hospital for emergency surgery because they thought it was an ectopic pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And that's how I found out that I was pregnant, being entered into an operation room saying, you know, pretty much we had to remove the baby.
Wow. Well, things seem to have turned out just fine. I've seen a picture of it, and he is adorable. I mean, he's really adorable. He looks like you heard the term mini me. Ethan is definitely a mini you.
Thank God. Yeah.
Sounds like another show. Let me go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about new motherhood tonight and balancing life. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. Julian, calling from Woodbridge. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, I'm not sure if I hear you really well.
Go right ahead. Go ahead and say what you want.
Okay. Oh, I just wanted to really comment about being a new mother. I have a 4-year-old and I have a 16-month-old, but really I feel just as much as a new mother now with a 16-month-old as I did with my first child, because they're so different. And as one of the panelists was talking about breastfeeding and just how that was just a completely different obstacle with the second child and being able to bond with him and balance a toddler running around. And the toddler was old enough to still remember when she used to nurse, and so she couldn't understand why it was for the baby and it wasn't for her. And so it's still pretty new, and I'm still learning myself as a mother of two, just as I did when I was learning myself as a mother of one or a first-time mom.
Thank you, Julian, for that comment. What about that, Charlotte? Learning yourself as a mother. Talk to me about that over the years with your children.
So, you know, a lot of times you hear women say, when I had my children, I lost myself. And for me, I think I went through that phase, maybe baby number one, number two. And then after I found out I was pregnant with my third child, I mean, it seemed like I just came back to myself, remembering who I was and what my own expectations were of myself. And so I think what it really comes down to is, a lot of times when you feel like you're in that place of losing yourself, is remembering all the things that you actually really wanted to do and what you were doing before you became a mom. Because my thing is, motherhood is, it doesn't change the fact that you had purpose, hopes, and dreams before you became a mom. And all of those things didn't die now that you're a mother. Mm-hmm. You just have to continue to know the season of your life and get there.
You were nodding your head. What your thoughts about what Charlotte was just sharing with us?
I completely agree. As being a young mom, you know, once you become pregnant, a lot of people tell you it's the end of your life and just say goodbye to everything of you.
And it's not.
And exactly. It's not. It's the stepping stone of learning into a new journey, into a new adventure. And I feel like it shouldn't be an end zone. If anything, it should be a motivation to push you to do better, to succeed, to show your child that, hey, even if you have a child, you could still make it happen and you could still be a role model and still be someone that he wants to look up to and say, I want to be like my mommy.
What kind of things were you thinking about doing when you were looking at the trajectory of your life before you got pregnant, and where are those things in your head now?
I wanted to finish a college. I'm currently enrolled, so I'm still working on that. Mm-hmm. I definitely wanted to get my degree and praying to God everything works out fine and I graduate and show my child that no matter what obstacles you show, you could still become a graduate. And hopefully I get to walk the stage with them and show him that, hey, mommy did it, so you could do it. And my other goals were to just become a homeowner by the age of 25 and work and do everything I could possibly do to better myself and for his future. And I feel like I'm on the right track.
And this is something that I find interesting also, because Jacqueline is a young mother. Mm-hmm. And these days we often see women that delay child rearing, mm-hmm, and pregnancy and the like. From your perspective, is she in a good place? Because how old were you when you had your first child?
Well, I was 30 when I had my first child.
Mm-hmm.
And actually all of my 30s were dedicated to having my children. I mean, Jacqueline and I were just talking about this when we were in the back, that literally like a decade of my life I spent having kids, and I was like, wow. But anyway, what was the question again?
See, there you go. You got lost in the childbearing
zone.
I did. Yeah. Do you think that she's in a good place? Because she started, she's obviously a grown woman, but she started early, you know, like women did so many, many years ago.
I think she's in a great place. And let me tell you why. One, I've had a conversation with her. And two, to know that she has her own goals and her own expectations and her own dreams of what she wants to do. I mean, when you hear her talk, it doesn't sound like motherhood's going to hold that up.
No, it doesn't.
At all. And so, you know, I think that, you know, as long as you keep your focus and as long as you have a really great support system, because, I mean, in motherhood, you need a tribe. You need people who are going to be there with you and push you and encourage you to keep going and keep going no matter what. And sometimes things will get hard, you know, being a new mom and things like that. But you can do it. And I know that you're going to do it because you're very determined.
And, you know, one of the interesting things also is by the time Ethan is 18, you will still be a young woman.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to kick him out of the house and you'll be able to, and you'll really be able to focus on yourself, but all jokes aside, is that difficult for you to do and for so many other mothers to focus on themselves as they raise their children?
I do think that for some women it is. I think that a lot of women let me just say this. At some point in time when you become a mom, you are going to suffer from mommy guilt.
What is mommy guilt?
Mommy guilt is that little demon in your head that makes you feel inadequate, that makes you feel like you're not good enough because you feel like you're not doing enough for your children. Are you not buying them the right things? Are you not doing the right things? Are you not showing up to activities? Are you, you know, all of these different things. And it's that thing that makes you think, oh my gosh, I'm just not doing a good job being a mom. But you know what? In the book of Charlotte, chapter 1, it says that if your children are fed, if they are healthy, if they are hurt and they are alive and the house hasn't burned down, all is well in the world.
Sounds good. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about new mothers. We'd like to hear from new mothers. And this is, of course, a Mother's Day weekend coming up. If you have a question, if you have a comment, and guys too, if you have a question or comment, we won't eliminate you completely. But if you have a question or a comment about new motherhood, new parenting, please give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Malik calling from Upper Marlboro. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Oh, how are you doing?
Just fine.
Good. I just wanted to ask a quick question. How do you think, how important is it to have supporting cast around you? I know Charlotte briefly mentioned earlier, but how really important is it to have a good supporting cast around you? And I would just wonder if you can give some examples on, you know, how your supporting cast has helped you out throughout motherhood.
Well, before I have Jacqueline answer that question, I'm going to take a break. But Malik, what I need you to do is hang on because she will answer that question. Also, we're going to get Charlotte to chime in. Also, Kay, who just called in. We just put her on hold. We're going to talk to Kay as well. So please give us a call as we talk about motherhood 1.0. New motherhood, brand spanking new mothers, balancing life and the wonderful gift that you now have before you. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Please keep calling if you're having difficulty getting in. We will get to you. We will answer your phone calls at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Never didn't have you by my side. You were there for me to love and care for me when skies were gray.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking about new motherhood and all of the things that come with it, some of the challenges and the joys of new motherhood, as well as balancing your life. My guests are Charlotte Avery. She is a wife and mother of seven, as well as a family strategist, and Jacqueline Sanchez, first time mother with a 7-month-old son, Ethan. Yay, Ethan.
Yay, yay, Ethan. Yeah.
What's up, bro? 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you have a question, if you have a comment, please give us a call. Now, before the break, Malik was asking about how important it is to have that support around you. Did you have the support that you needed throughout your pregnancy and even at this 7-month period?
Of course.
And what was it like?
I thank God for my family and for my mom and for everyone around me that was able to help me and guide me through this. And it's very important because at times when you're going back to work, that's the most difficult part because you want to stay with your baby. You want to bond a little longer, but you know you have responsibilities to attend as well. So it was hard, but at the same time, very thankful to have my mom, especially my mom. Thank the Lord for my mom.
This is the perfect weekend
right?
for mom,
thank
right?
Thank the Lord for my mom that actually stayed with my baby and showed me, hey, this is what you do. It's going to be okay. And these are the steps you need to take. So I feel like it's very much so important to have that tribe behind you, more like a nation behind you to
yes.
keep you on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Charlotte.
So, you know, for me, I always, when people ask me, Charlotte, how do you do all the things that you do? I tell them I have God, I have Rod, and I have my mom. So, you know, I love my mom. She's a huge part of my support system. But, you know, my support system includes my husband. It includes my mom. It includes the godmothers of my children. It includes the tribe of women that I have around me who encourage me on a daily basis as far as growing my business and just being and showing up in the world, being my most amazing self that I can be. A support system is very, very important because those are the people who are going to be your cheerleaders. Those are the people, you know, I think we talked about this before. Those are the people who are going to be able to babysit for you when you have to go to school or when you have to go to work. Or, you know, they'll be the ones that say, you know what, girl, let me take the baby so you can go to the bookstore and read a book or get a cup of coffee so that you can just download and decompress and come back to yourself so that you can be the best mom that you can be. You know, a frustrated mom makes a frustrated baby.
Hmm.
And so you don't want to be a frustrated mom, because we see all kinds of things on the news where women are so frustrated. And a lot of times it's because they don't have a support system. If you had just had an outlet, if you had just had somebody to talk to, then maybe your life wouldn't have seemed so difficult at that particular time, where you could have really gotten it together and maybe you would not have harmed yourself, your child, or anybody else.
Makes sense, Malik. Thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. K calling from DC. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? K, can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I most certainly can. Turn down your radio and go right ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm a veteran mom. I'm 43, single parent. And, you know, basically what I'm calling in is to encourage the younger moms to live their lives. Mm-hmm. You know, if you find yourself in a childbearing years in your 20s or your 30s, you know, don't wait until your children are grown to start living your life. I think that's one of the mistakes that I made, because what I'm finding is that I'm entering a different phase of my life. I'm entering into middle age and also caring. I'm caring for my mom. So I'm a single mom, middle-aged caregiver. So, and I've gone to school. I have a degree that I got eons ago, and I put my life on hold. You know, so what I'm calling to admonish, you know, young women, you know, even if you find yourself being a single parent, don't put your life on hold. You know, still live your life. It'll be hard trying to raise your kids and, you know, strive for your dreams. But I totally encourage you to keep living your life regardless.
Okay. Kate, thank you so much for sharing that with us. Good advice, you think, Charlotte?
I think that's really great advice. I think a lot of times as moms, we get caught up of trying to balance our lives. I believe that what happens is, you know, you struggle with giving, you know, the same weight of time to everything. And so for me, you know, I don't balance my life. I blend my life. And I believe that if we as moms get to a place where we're blending our lives, then I believe that's also when our children get to see us being our best selves. Because now as a mom, you're not feeling like I'm sacrificing my purpose and my hopes and dreams for my children, but I'm bringing them along. And it's really important for you to be able to do that, because your children really need to be able to see that you're more than just the person who birthed them into this world.
Mm-hmm. What was it like going back to work, Jacqueline?
It was interesting. It was exciting. It was a lot of emotions. It was happy. It was sad. It felt like an outlet. Like you said, sometimes you just need that outlet. And I felt like that's what work became to me. I could be a mom at home and enjoy my child and do everything I needed to do. But as a single parent, sometimes it could be overwhelming. It could be feeling like I didn't do this child by myself, but I'm here raising him by myself. So work became an outlet for me where I could just take a break from being mommy and just focus on being Jackie and being professional and doing what I needed to do and coming back home and going, mommy's back home. Work is at work and mommy's at home. So I enjoyed going back to work, to say the very least.
This may seem like such a simple question, but does he recognize you when you come home?
He does.
What is that like?
It's the best feeling in the world. It kind of just makes it known that it's worth it all. Because he could be sleeping and he could hear my voice and he could wake up, or he'll be on his little walker and he'll see me. He'll just start laughing and bouncing up and forth. And it's just that warm, fuzzy feeling like I'm important to someone. I mean something to someone. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't look at me just as Jackie or just as mommy. He looks at me like his superhero. Therefore, I need to live up to his standards.
What is his personality like, if you could describe it, even at 7 months?
He's a happy baby. He's a very happy baby. He's always laughing. He likes to play. I could tell you that much. 2 o'clock in the morning, that's his time to want to talk to you.
Oh, boy.
Very calm baby as well. He doesn't like a lot of commotion. He's very calm, very happy, but he's also a little social butterfly. And I could see a little few things where I understand now where my mom said, wait until you have your kids. So I have to.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When you were pregnant, were you calm?
Not really.
not really.
I was somewhere in the middle where I wanted to be out and about, but I also wanted to stay home. What I can tell you, though, I was always hungry. And I think that still carried on after the pregnancy. I'm always hungry.
Well, were you happy?
Of course. I was very much so happy. And it was joyful to experience everything, especially when I got that first kick and I actually felt it.
Oh, yeah.
I broke down into tears.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I believe that happy moms make happy babies. And I believe that stressed out moms make stressed out babies. Yeah. And that's when you find out the babies who have colic and all kinds of other issues, who are just screamers when they're, you know, beyond the womb and things like that. And I believe that, you know, when your stress level is managed and you're happy and you're healthy mentally, you know, spiritually and physically, then you create a happy baby. So good job for you.
Thank you.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about new motherhood on this Mother's Day weekend and balancing life after the birth of your child. Let's go to Joyce. Joyce calling from D.C. Hey, Joyce, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hello.
I
was just getting ready to go in on the young ladies because I wanted to know the difference between a female with a young baby having a mate or not having a mate, and what was that alike. And they pretty much did a great job on that. And that was my concern, is there is a very big difference within the fact that you raise your child with a partner or a mate or father figure as opposed to not. And so they did a great job.
And what about that? I mean, you did mention your family.
Because it's a very big difference.
Yeah. Do you think about that?
I do. And it's always in the back of my mind. It was hard in the beginning stages of my pregnancy, especially when you're going to the parenting classes and everybody's there with their significant other and you're sitting by yourself or with your mom and you're like, okay, you know, trying to make the best of it. Or when you go to the doctor and every doctor's visit, they're asking you, what's the dad? Is he going to be involved? Or you're just going there by yourself. Or even when you're going into labor and you're trying to look at somebody and just wanting to have that person there, not having them there. It was difficult in raising my son without a true father figure that was his father has been interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But having those people around you, like my uncle, which to me it's my dad, he's everything. And having a great boyfriend that has stepping up and is making that mentor personality and being there and showing him, hey, this is not all men. All men aren't going to do this. And showing him how men are supposed to act. And I feel like it's challenging and it's difficult. But at the same time, I feel like God doesn't give you anything that you can't handle.
I agree.
Oh, Joyce, thank you so much for your question. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. So, Charlotte, here's the question that I've always wanted to ask you. With so many...
No, I'm kind of nervous.
Yeah. with so many children, how do you keep from losing them?
Oh, my God.
I mean, and I it's kind of funny, but at the same time, with seven children that are so close in age, did you ever have to say, okay, wait a minute, one, two, three.
Oh, I'm always counting them off.
Right. I mean, or do they sound off? No. Sound off. One, two, three.
No, I always count them off no matter where we go. So interestingly, you know, back in November, we went to Disney World. And that was a very huge undertaking.
I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it was like a really epic event. And, you know, to even be in a big, huge place like that, I mean, our system had to be tight, you know, as far as doing a buddy system. I mean, everything, there was a system. There was a system, a buddy system, you know, the older kids having a younger kid, taking pictures of people's faces and their clothes and their shoes, you know, just making sure that everything was everything. And my husband, you know, being in the front, me being in the back. I mean, it's really something. I mean, to see us all go places, it's really crazy. But I mean, we really run a tight ship in our house. So yeah.
Oh gosh, can you imagine?
No, I don't want to imagine.
And you know what? Wherever we go, my rule is if you're not in front of me or beside me, you're not with me. So they know never to walk behind me because at any time somebody could take your kid. And so you've got to make sure that is my rule of thumb. If you're not in front of me and you're not beside me, I cannot see you.
Wow. I would imagine you're kind of, even with your very pleasant disposition, you've got to be the drill sergeant mom.
So, I mean, I am, and I mean, you know this about me. You know, I am a recovering yeller. I wrote a book about it. You know, the 40-day tone of voice toned down. You know, but yeah, I kind of am. But the thing is, too, is that my kids know that I'm so fun-loving. But they know when mommy's not playing, mommy is not playing. And me and their dad, I mean, their dad is a disciplinarian, too. And I'm more of like the jokester in all of it, I think, because I'm home with them the most. So, you know, there are some things that are just not that serious to me that might be serious to my husband. And then I get in trouble. But I mean, I am. There's a time to be serious and there's a time to play and there's a time to hug and kiss and love on them. And I just try to blend it all together.
I need to take another break. But when we come back, more of this conversation about new motherhood, and we're also going to get some motherly advice from Charlotte for Jacqueline as she embarks on this magnificent journey with Ethan. If you have a question, if you have a comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about new mothers. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Jay Schutte, an
American. 385-0422.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are continuing our discovery, it could be a discovery too, a discovery about new motherhood. It most certainly is for Jacqueline Sanchez, who is a first time mother, and she has a 7-year-old son. She's in studio with us. Also with us, Charlotte Avery, wife and mother of 7, as well as a family strategist. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk about advice, because, Charlotte, you are the author of a book, No One Ever Told Me, Practical and Spiritual Truths About Motherhood. Why did you write that?
I wrote that book because as I continued on my journey of having children, I realized I had a conversation with one of my girlfriends and I was like, man, no one ever told me all this stuff about motherhood.
Like what?
Like, okay, no one ever told me that, like we were talking about breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. Well, they say breast is best, but breastfeeding hurts. Mm-hmm. Like the first time my son grabbed a hold of my boob, I thought I was going to jump off the hospital bed and scream my life out. You know, nobody tells you, and Jacqueline and I were talking about this in the back, that when you leave the hospital, you and your baby leave that hospital wearing diapers. Like, literally. Because of, you know, if you have a vaginal birth and you're bleeding and all these types of things, nobody told me about a sitz bath. What in the world is a sitz bath? It's for, you know, to wash yourself and, you know, if you have hemorrhoids while you're pregnant and all kinds of things. No one tells you, you know, I'm married, but nobody tells you as a married woman that, you know, 6 weeks after you have your child, your husband is like counting down. When is the 6 weeks, baby? When is the six mm-hmm. weeks? So we can have sex again. You know what I'm saying? Nobody tells you how to get back in the saddle of having sex again after having a life come out of your body. I mean, nobody tells you these things. Nobody tells you that, you know, you have to adjust the diaper elastic just right so that your child doesn't have a big, amazing diaper blowout. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody tells you these types of things. Nobody told me, you know, consider investing in the products that you're using, because you're going to be using diapers for a long time. You're going to be using, you know, if you're not a nursing mom, you're going to be using formula for a long time and baby food and all these types of things. And guess what? There are a lot of moms in the world. So if you're using all these things, then other moms are too. So that's a really good place to probably invest your money. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, there are just so many different things. And, you know, because it's Mother's Day, I already gifted Jacqueline a book so that she would be able to have one, because I just think that you should know these things and you should be prepared.
And outside of the general thing, Jacqueline, about things just being hard, specifically when you've moved through the, you know, the process of discovering your son as he begins to grow, what has really surprised you about interacting with him? I mean, what kind of things made you go, oh?
How similar he is to me.
Really?
I was expecting him to have a complete different character and attitude. I was expecting to have a complete stranger, put it that way. And seeing a few things that he does, like when he falls asleep, he puts his leg over me or tries to put it over the pillow just like I do. And it's like, oh, wow, you are my child. They didn't switch you in the hospital. Good to know. So just stuff like that, discovering that he has his own character. When he gets mad or he gets frustrated, he throws his little pacifier and goes, and it's like, oh, you're a little feisty now, too. Okay. So it's just moments like that when you're just sitting back and you're like, okay, so he's a mixture of me. He's a mixture of a lot of people that you know in your life. There's picks and little things that you could pick at. And it's just, it's beautiful seeing how one person can have so much of a lot of people that you love.
Mm-hmm. Have you, I'm sure you've taken him back to the doctor and he's gotten his first injection of,
yeah.
How was that for you? Yeah.
So nobody ever told me that when they take baby temperature, they do it anally.
Right.
For the baby.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so bad for that nurse. And if she's listening, I'm truly so sorry. I let her have it. I was like, get off of my child.
Yeah.
You're hurting him. And she's looking at me like, you're a first time mom, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, she's like, this is normal. This is what's supposed to happen. But that first moment when I heard him scream, because I was folding his little clothes and I heard him scream, I looked back. I was like, oh, Lord, help this lady because I'm about to kill her.
Right.
So it was interesting and it was hard to see him get shots because nobody likes to see their child suffer or scream from pain.
Mm-hmm.
But just having to hold him and just kind of like, okay, I can't baby you because you're not going to get babied for the rest of your life. Even though you're adorable right now, there's going to be a point where you're going to be 17 or 16 and you're not going to look so adorable. So let me.
Oh, no. I think Ethan's going to be kind of handsome. He's a handsome little dude.
Thank you. But I'm trying to keep those girls away. Mommy's the only person he needs in his life.
Yeah, those other 7-month-old girls, you know, they're growing up so fast. Let's talk about that. Mommy is all. Did you ever feel like that?
I didn't, and I think probably because, like Jacqueline, my firstborn is a boy, and so I knew that he was going to need his dad, and I knew that I wasn't going to be all that he needed, even though I was, you know, with him, you know, being, even though he was full term and he was 4 months, I mean, he was 4 pounds, 7 ounces. I mean, I really, you know, held tight to him, but I also knew that his dad needed to be a dad. And so I couldn't hover over him all the time. And I also knew that if I needed a break, I needed him to be able to not just want me all the time. And so, you know, I had this thing start out how you're going to hold out. You know, don't start anything that you don't want to have to do when your kid is like 3, 4, and 5 years old. You know what I mean?
What do you mean by that?
So, you know, some parents let their kids sleep in their beds. I have 7 kids. None of my kids ever slept in our bed. And one reason is because I just never wanted to have that struggle. One, I didn't want them in my bed because I'm like, you know, I'm married. I want to be in the bed with my husband. But two, because I never wanted to have that struggle that I heard other people talk about my child won't sleep in their own room. They're always in our bed. Their foot's in my face and all of these types of things, you know. So I didn't do that. When it came to them being old enough to be able to clean up after themselves, I stopped cleaning up after them so that they would be able to learn, you know, responsibility. Even my 4-year-old, I mean, she has something to do that's age appropriate when it comes to the time when we do our chores and things of that nature. So, yeah, just start out how you're going to hold out.
I have to share my new father, oh my moment. This was about 18 and a half years ago. And I remember changing my daughter's diaper. And, you know, there's a technique, and I'm sure you've already experienced this, where, especially with really young children, change it quickly, because you just never know when they're going to be ready to let loose. And I didn't know that. And I changed, I got the first diaper, and I, you know, turned it into a ball, and I taped it, and then I said, oh, no, no diapers. They were in the bathroom in the next room.
Oh, my goodness.
And I panicked. And so instead of leaving her, because she started to, you know, and I said, oh, no, you can't do that here. And so I grabbed her and, you know, up underneath the shoulders, and we ran into the bathroom, and I held her over the toilet.
Oh, no.
Well, that worked out fine for the back end, but then something decided to come out of the front end. And so, you know, I got squirted. And in addition to that, she let out this really adult laugh. And I looked at her and I said, you've been here before, haven't you?
Didn't you?
Yeah, she really did. And I don't think I've ever told her that story. When I talked to her this weekend, I wanted to say that. But I'll wait until all of the family is around, and I'll talk about that story. I'm sure she'll just love that. Would you, now that you have one, Jacqueline, you want another?
I do. I want a daughter. Just because I want to be able to dress her up and just do girly stuff with her that I can't do with my son. Like, hey, let's go to the salon. Even though I've been guilty of taking him and putting him in the little feet area, putting his feet in and giving him little massages, but it's not the same, because I want to be like, let's match our fingernails. Hey, let's go get a dress that match. So I definitely do want one down the line, just not right now. I'm satisfied and more than happy with my one.
If you could, being the veteran mom that you are now.
Oh, God.
If you could give advice to someone who is saying, you know what, I think I'm ready to get pregnant and have a child, what would you tell them?
I would first tell them to make sure that that person that they're planning to have a child with is long term. And then I would tell them to make sure that all their T's and I's are crossed, even though that some aren't going to be crossed, because there's things that could come along the way, but to make sure that they're ready to give up certain things, because there are some sacrifices. You don't have to sacrifice everything, but there are certain sacrifices, like if you had a toned body along the way of pregnancy, that's not going to always stay toned. You're going to blow up, and there's going to be a point where you're going to be walking and you're not even going to be able to see your shoes or your toes or the ground in period. You're just going to see a huge tummy, and stretch marks come along with that, and a little bit of love handles come along with that. So there's a few things that you're going to have to sacrifice, but make sure that you're ready to adjust to being a mom. And thank God I have a calm baby, but there's some babies that aren't calm. So make sure you have the patience to deal with the child and just enjoy the journey, but make sure that you're ready.
I'm looking through the studio mirror now, and he is very calm.
Yeah.
He's operating the audio board, and he seems to be extremely, he seems to be very, very much at peace.
He is.
Very, very much at peace. And that probably means a full belly.
He's having a really good time.
He really is. Good looking kid. I've got about 30 seconds. Your final thoughts, Charlotte, for mothers-to-be or brand new mothers?
So my final thought is this. You know, while you're taking care of your children, please, please, please make sure you're taking care of yourself. Make sure you're taking care of yourself emotionally. Make sure you're taking care of yourself physically. Make sure you're taking care of yourself spiritually.
Sounds good to me. Charlotte Avery, Jacqueline Sanchez, thank you both for talking to us. Happy Mother's Day to both of you.
Thank you.
Particularly, thank you. And for you, Charlotte, happy Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day, happy Mother's Day. That is the Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141 for this Friday, May 11th. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Troy Johnson, Millette Green, Bramante Bryan, producer Candace Atkins, engineers Iron Waller, and Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night and have a wonderful Mother's Day weekend. She said to me, for Harry the son.